Hospitals in Florida are stuck in a bind over vaccine mandates for their workers. Federal rules upheld by the Supreme Court last week require workers in healthcare facilities to be vaccinated, but Florida allows for a greater range of medical and religious exemptions. This is unfolding as coronavirus caseloads in Florida have spiked and hospitals struggle with a staffing shortage. Mary Mayhew is president and CEO of the Florida Hospital Association and joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being here. So what are you hearing from hospital executives in Florida about this vaccine mandate?
Well, I think it's important to remember that our hospitals right now are still in the throes of responding to the latest surge. They are worried about their staff who are exhausted, who have been now for nearly 24 months responding to this unprecedented pandemic. But hospitals for a little more than a year since these vaccines were deployed have been working with their staff to educate and to encourage them to get vaccinated. For the last several months, unfortunately, it has been incredibly confusing given the litigation efforts, certainly now the conflict between Florida's state law and the federal rule that has been upheld by the United States Supreme Court. It certainly puts hospitals between a rock and a hard place.
A rock and a hard place because the state could fine hospitals for not complying with state law.
Well, we're partners with both. At the end of the day, the focus here is preventing the risk of exposure and transmission of COVID within our hospitals and to have a healthy workforce that is ready and available to respond to all hospital healthcare needs in their communities.
Let me step back just a little bit because you talked about the efforts within these hospitals to get workers vaccinated. Are most staff in Florida hospitals already vaccinated anyway? Who's fighting the mandate and why?
We have seen a significant increase in the number of staff who are vaccinated. It does vary, but again, in less than a year, we've made incredible progress. But there are still staff who are not, and hospitals are going through the exemption process that exists through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services through their federal rule. But it also comes at a time when we are experiencing one of the worst healthcare workforce shortages that hospitals have seen in decades.
What are some of the reasons why, though? I mean, has the mandate led to staffing shortages we've read about there in Florida, or are infections the reason for the shortage of workers?
The workforce shortage existed prior to the pandemic, but the pandemic has been absolutely a gasoline can over that fire for a variety of reasons. Obviously, the stress, the strain, the trauma that our staff have experienced. We know that we've lost staff to temporary staffing agencies because of the lucrative financial opportunities that exist there, and some just pure burnout.
I want to go back to some of the consequences, though, for hospitals not complying with this state law. There are federal rules that say hospitals could also lose federal funding if they don't vaccinate all workers or have them tested weekly starting at the end of the month. What are you advising? What should they do?
Well, first, it's not unusual to have a conflict between a state and federal law. This one just happens to have a great deal of national attention. We don't know what may ultimately create the risk of any legal action from the state. The primary focus of the state law is protecting any employee from being terminated. And that is certainly where we would be concerned about the state taking action. But again, hospitals do not want to lose staff.
You were instrumental in the state's response to the pandemic as Florida's chief Medicaid officer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is against vaccine mandates, and he said that hysteria over the Omicron wave has driven too many decisions in other states. But many hospitals are reaching a breaking point. I mean, you understand this. How do we get this situation under control?
We're going to continue to have the important, certainly dialogue with state leaders, as we have been doing. Hospitals will continue to respond to this surge. They have done a remarkable job now over the last 24 months of flexing up. We are starting to see a flattening and a decrease in our hospitalization. Staff who have been out sick with COVID are coming back. Fewer are going out. But recovery from this will take a very long time. And that will require the support of our state and federal leaders to help us rebuild our workforce, because that is fundamental to our ability to respond to the next crisis and certainly to ensure timely access to healthcare services.
Mary Mayhew is president and CEO of the Florida Hospital Association. Thank you so much.
Thank you.